From the Miami Herald joined us. You can follow him on Twitter on Frozen Pond. George, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
I'm great. How you doing?
Oh man, it's got to be fun in a sense. Like, it's rare to see a sports story that just makes everybody feel good, because if you're 20, you're like, man, I hope I'm that good when I'm 45. And if you're 45 or 50, you're like, man, Jagr's pretty inspiring to see. Like, it's not that he's just playing; he's legitimately contributing.
No, absolutely. I mean, he's on the Florida Panthers' top line. He's second on the team in goals with 10. Threat to score every time he's out there. You look at that first line with Florida with Sasha Barkov centering Jonathan Huberdeau and Jaromir Jagr. They're fun to watch every time they're out there. And Blond keeps them out there. They're the top power play unit. Sasha and Jagr were out there for a lot of overtime the other night against Vancouver. It looked like Jagr was getting a little wore out there on that 3-on-3. He talked about, not playing in the All-Star game because of that. But he was out there for a good 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and you could see he was getting a little tired out there.
Does he still, like, does he make the first line goal, or is it the young guys, and he's just a really good complimentary guy right now?
I still think he makes it go, because, I mean, the way he gets in position – he makes it easy for Barkov and Huberdeau to find him. And then he finds them as well. I mean, he got his tying goal, to be fourth off a blast from Ekblad. The one that put him in fourth all time the other night was a terrific, 40-foot pass from Barkov. So, Jagr is always going to be in position, and that makes it easier on his guys, knowing that, they could just throw the puck up there and he's going to do something with it. But, you talk about a guy that we weren't sure what he was going to bring when the Panthers brought him in February, because he had been, probably fairly misused in New Jersey as a fourth-line guy. The Panthers put him on the first line at the very beginning, and he hasn't moved. So it seems like he enjoys those top minutes, and it's paying off.
George, Alexander Barkov is getting rave reviews of more people that watch him. Not only an offensive guy, but very responsible, two-way. I think Jonathan Toews' comparison's maybe a little bit too early for that, but he's playing 19 and a half minutes. He plays three more minutes a night than Jaromir Jagr, as he should, because he's half his age. But has Barkov become that reliable, or is that maybe a little bit too much of an expectation to suggest where his two-way game is at right now?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I think he's better on the defensive end. I mean, that's the one thing that's crazy about this whole thing is how good Barkov is defensively and has been since he joined the Panthers a couple seasons ago as an 18-year-old. I mean, that's the one thing that Dale Tallon saw when he drafted him second overall. He saw the offensive upside but was very impressed with his defensive play. This kid's got probably the hardest part of his job down. He makes the defensive part look easy. Probably saved a goal the other night in overtime. Terrific poke check that got in position and made a terrific, terrific play about 2 minutes left in that overtime. It was a breakaway. It was going to be one-on-one. And Barkov gets in the middle of it and sets up, another offensive push for the Panthers. But the Panthers would actually like to see a lot more shooting from Barkov because, they're waiting for that offense to really take off. They've got zero problem with his defensive play.
Aaron Ekblad, no sophomore jinx for him. 16 points, mm-hmm. 8 goals in 34 games, playing 21 minutes a night. And this, not that anybody expected it, but man, Ekblad just looking more legit every game.
Oh, every game. I mean, this kid's a bona fide top NHL defenseman. You can make an argument he's the best guy the Panthers have on the ice. Defensively, just doesn't make any mistakes. It is great on the offensive side as well. He's got a terrific shot. It's a shot that always seems to find its way to the net. He's got a big, heavy shot. He's accurate with it. And again, defensively, he's just terrific. He's got that big body. He knows how to use it. He's quick, great smarts, good hands. I mean, this kid's a total package defensively. And, the Panthers are absolutely thrilled. They were bad top pick couple years ago, and they were able to get him.
George Richards joins us from the Miami Herald, the Florida Panthers, in a dogfight in the Atlantic. Montreal losing Carey Price. They've lost four straight. The Panthers have won four straight, and that's really kind of closed the gap with Boston and Detroit in the mix. You know, it's the Panthers are off to a really good start, but they're by no means safe. 7-3, though, in their last 10 games. Are they a team that is just getting better, or are they just hitting a hot streak?
They're definitely in a hot streak right now. They've won 10 of 13 and four straight, and like you said, seven of the last 10. And, and then you look at those, the 10 of the 13, they've had a chance to win 12 of them. They didn't play very well in Boston for whatever reason. It seems like Boston is the team that Florida really struggles with. Boston's size and everything seems to neutralize anything Florida can do offensively over the years, It's a dogfight, and I tell you what, they picked the right time to go on a hot tear. I mean, because if they hadn't, the way everybody else in the Atlantic is playing right now, the Panthers would be probably, sitting fifth, sixth place if they were their usual win two, lose three. So, for them to be winning right now, they're definitely keeping pace. They've gotten themselves back in the race. They hold the one of the wild card spots in the East. And again, who would have thought, a month ago that the Panthers would be 3 points behind Montreal for the Atlantic lead? That says a lot about the way the Panthers are playing, but also, for how Montreal is playing. So the Panthers are happy to be in the spot they're in. They've got Ottawa tonight. I'm heading over to the arena right now in a monsoon. So if you hear these windshield wipers, that's why. But if the Panthers can beat Ottawa tonight, then this is one of the teams that's beaten them over the last 13 games. One of those losses is to Ottawa. So the Panthers will definitely have revenge on their mind.
Well, it's definitely a big game tonight because Ottawa sits only one game behind mm-hmm. Florida for that fourth and final playoff spot right now. I guess we could go crossover with them both being ahead of New Jersey. But, New Jersey's played one less game at this point. So you look at Florida and Ottawa and an opportunity not only to jump up in the standings but to separate themselves from the Senators. With the division being so tight, maybe a bit too early to look at playoff races, but this game is a very meaningful game, even though it's only number 35.
Well, absolutely, especially because 2 weeks ago, Ottawa beat the Panthers here in Sunrise. This is in the first of what is going to be a five-game series between Florida and Ottawa. So these teams, there's 10 points there for somebody to take. Ottawa's got the first two. Florida lost in regulation. So they'd like to get the two tonight, even things up, and going to the Christmas break on a big wave of momentum. If the Panthers could win tonight, that'll be their fifth consecutive victory and 11 out of 14. Going into the Christmas break, they just kicked off a six-game homestand. They've been terrific on the road lately. They haven't been as good at home, but they were good enough to beat Vancouver on Sunday. If the Panthers can start this homestand 2-0, where they're doing pretty well.
George, Jagr at this point is obviously signing one-year deals at a time. Do they have kind of a quiet agreement that if he's productive, he's coming back automatically, or do you think he would test free agency?
Well, they locked him up last year on locker cleanout day, so the Panthers weren't taking any chances. Dale Talon and Jagr came to a one-year agreement the day after the season ended. So maybe they do have a gentleman's agreement, a handshake agreement, that they'll just keep this thing going. It's too early to tell. Who knows? It's December. Who knows what happens down the road? But I think Jagr really likes it down here. I think he likes playing with these kids. He likes playing that mentor role. He likes the way he's been treated by the organization, enjoys the area. He said the other day, when we asked him how special the goal was to get him to fourth all time, and he said, well, all it does is show the great players that I've played with and has made it easier on me. He said, I started in Pittsburgh with great players, and I'm going to finish in Florida with some great players. So he's already talking like this is the last stop on his tour. Whether that's, this year, next year, or in 2018, 20, who knows? I mean, this guy wants to play until he's 60. So who knows how long this will last. But, it sounds like he wants to stay in Florida.
George, enjoy the game tonight in the rain and have a very Merry Christmas. Should be a great race in the Atlantic with the Panthers. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. Have a good one. We'll see you next time.